This is the second step of the fourth module, day 20. Give, and it shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and placed in your lap. We are still on the whole idea of giving, inspiring, being in spirit. In San Diego, a young father who had four children was diagnosed with cancer. The number one fear when you're diagnosed with cancer is losing your hair. So that's all he talked about. That was his total focus. Losing his hair. So he went into surgery, and when he came out, he was coming out of anesthesia. And when he came out, his wife, his beautiful wife and his beautiful four children were all standing there. And their heads were completely shaved. And when he finally came out, he was clear. They all stood next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. They dipped their head. And on lipstick, there was a sentence written on the top of their heads. The sentence wrote, "Daddy, it's you we love, not your hair." Now, let's make this clear. He was motivated to get his hair back. He was inspired to get healthy, to be their daddy, and to be her husband. It's a very different thing. And really, inspiration is a much, much stronger force than motivation. Because now what you're dealing with is the spirit. And the spiritual world will always be much stronger than the material world. The psychologist Martin Seligman, who is at Penn, did research. And what he found out was when someone is clinically depressed, there's a chemical missing, serotonin. It's called a happy neurotransmitter. And if people are clinically depressed and they do autopsies on them after they pass, serotonin is absent. So if someone goes to the doctor and they're depressed, they'll put them on Prozac or Cerazone. And what it does, it raises, those pills raise up the serotonin level. People who are happy, when they do blood studies, there is high levels of serotonin. Those pills bring up the serotonin level, that's all. Perform a kind act, receive a kind act. Just go observe one. Your serotonin goes all the way through the roof. What we are asking you once again to do, just being repetitious, go be kind, go be gentle. Now to do that, you have to get off of this. What about me? You live in a culture that walks around all day long and says, "What about me?" And you also live in a culture that's very unhappy. Here's the irony. It will come to you. Everything you want, all the blessings, all the energy, all you want will come to you the minute you get off of you. Isn't that interesting how it works? If you live in the world and you're very, very good natured, the world will be good to you. And that's what we're pushing here in this part. Go out in some way, serve, give, and do it this way. Do it this day. And when you do, it will hunt you, and it will come to you, and there is nothing you can do to get away from it. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "We all write letters for others to read, not written on tablet, but written upon the hearts of others." The best you could do, the best letter you can write, is to go out today, find a way to be gentle, find a way to be patient, find a way to give to others.